If you grew up with an Irish grandfather like I did, you were probably fed a lot of corned beef and cabbage when you were a kid. Or maybe it was potato latkes on Hanukkah. Or if you're Mexican-American, maybe it was pozole and tamales at Christmas. There are a lot of food traditions in America that are connected to our immigrant roots. But where did these traditions come from, and just how traditional are they? St. Patrick's Day is Friday, and we wanted to know more about these food traditions. So I got a hold of food historian Libby O'Connell to talk more about this. She's the author of The American Plate, A Culinary History in 100 Bites. And I started by asking her about corned beef and cabbage. Is it really an Irish food?
Corned beef and cabbage is an Irish-American food, but it is not traditionally an Irish dish. It is probably a dish that was taught to Irish immigrants by their neighbors. You know, when you think about it, what would the Irish people be eating? They'd be eating more ham and bacon. They raised pigs. They didn't eat a lot of beef in Ireland.
How did it become known here in America as one of these classic Irish dishes?
Because that's what the Irish Americans adopted. Remember, when the Irish Americans came, Irish immigrated here, they don't come from a strong food culture. I hate to say that, I'm going to get in trouble, but they are leaving a country that is food poor. They're leaving a famine. Even on times when there is plentiful food, you're looking at cabbage, you're looking at potatoes, obviously, a pig, maybe dairy products, right? Butter, milk, cheese, but not slices of beef. A lot of the immigrants who come over are the younger generation. These are not women who've been running a household for a long time. These are often young women, and they come over and, it's a holiday. What do I make? Let's ask Mrs. Goldstein down the hall. That's what we think is the source of the Irish-American tradition of corned beef.
But so this isn't the only sort of food myth out there, though. What other kinds of foods are seen as sort of an ethnic food or connected to a culture, but really are American or Americanized?
These are some of my favorite stories in American food culture. And I think one of my particular favorites is spaghetti with meatballs. It's hard for people to believe, but spaghetti with meatballs is American. And one way you know is because how much meat there is. The size of the meatballs, when you think of spaghetti with meatballs, you're not talking about these little delicate, you know, 1-inch meatballs. You're talking about good size meatballs. In Italy, pasta might be served with red sauce or cheese and olive oil and salt, but it wasn't necessarily a dish that you served with a lot of meat, particularly in southern Italy. There wasn't that much meat available. When they come to the United States, the Italians are eating meat. Even people who are not affluent, not middle class, working class people have access to a lot more meat. And now that has gone back to Italy. And long, long ago, that's similar to how red sauce or tomato sauce gets developed. Tomatoes aren't native to Italy. Tomatoes come from Mexico and that sort of Central American area. And Christopher Columbus brings them back. They don't thrive in the cool, wet climates of France and Britain, where they're sort of looked at askance. But in Spain and Italy, they take off, and they're adopted pretty quickly, given how slow European peasants were to adopt new foods.
So it's not just in America that we'll do things like adopt a food from another part of the world, and then it becomes ours.
Absolutely. And I think the Italian tomato sauce is my favorite example of that.
So is American food sort of all from somewhere else?
No, not at all. I think that our most classic food product here is corn. That's maize, right? Beans, squash. These are all native products indigenous to this country. And cornbread or corn tortillas or popcorn, those are really old foods. Thousands of years old.
Right. And so I wonder, what do you think this desire is for people to connect with some sort of heritage that they have generations and generations ago by eating the food?
Food is one thing that people love as their culture. You know, food and music. You gather around the table. It has these warm, happy memories. These are the things we ate. This is part of who we are. This is part of our identity. But little by little, those traditions change. And people don't even notice it. And soon it becomes part of that memory. And it only takes a few years of a delicious dessert, for example, at Thanksgiving within a family to become a tradition.
So do you think that the food traditions that we have sort of speak to these immigrant stories in our country?
I think food culture is a wonderful way to learn about immigrant history and understand how much richer we all are in this country because we live in a land of immigrants. And that's really the story of the American plate. You can see the impact of the different waves of immigrants as they come to America and their food culture becomes accepted and enjoyed. People learn about tolerance through food and they explore new worlds through food. I think it's really important.
Libby O'Connell is a food historian and author of The American Plate, A Culinary History in 100 Bites. Libby, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.